With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States launching huge strikes in Yemen. President Trump has promised, quote, overwhelming lethal force until the Houthis cease their attacks on U.S. vessels. The president signing into law today legislation funding the government through the end of September. That deal ends the threat of a partial government shutdown. At least 17 people have been killed in a large storm system, primarily in Missouri, Arkansas, and parts of Texas. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says flash flooding is in the forecast for the rest of the day and possibly tomorrow.
For part of today, there's a significant flash flood risk. Basically, the highest risk is between Memphis and Nashville, across western and middle Tennessee. And so a little bit of southern Kentucky and northern Mississippi and Alabama.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says President Trump has the right to deport green card holder Mahmoud Khali for organizing violent anti-Semitic protests at Columbia University.
You can deport somebody, obviously, unless and until they become an American citizen, for any cause for which you could have denied them the visa in the first place.
Senator Talent tells the Salem Radio Network Khalil is not only an outspoken supporter of Hamas, but also committed crimes, including the destruction of property.
If you're not a citizen of the United States and you are here by sufferance of the American people and you violate our laws, you can be expelled.
Russia and Ukraine trading heavy aerial blows overnight, with both sides reporting more than 100 enemy drones over their respective territories. This is SRN News. Now, the effort to officially ban female pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention is not over.
An amendment that would have done just that fell short in a vote in last year's SBC Summer Convention, but a group of clergymen say they will introduce it again. The amendment would state that the denomination will only affiliate with churches that, quote, affirm, appoint, or employ only men as any kind of pastor or elder as qualified by Scripture. This year's SBC Summer Gathering is set for June 8th through the 11th and will take place in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two public school districts in Pennsylvania suing in a bid to end anti-discrimination laws that allow boys to compete against girls in sports. Action comes amid debate in that state over males invading female athletics as well as their restrooms and locker rooms. If the suit is successful, Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission would no longer be able to investigate any complaints. This is SRN News. Hamas has agreed to release one living American Israeli hostage and the bodies of four dual nationals who died in captivity.
The militant group said it would free Idan Alexander, a soldier who was 19 when he was kidnapped from his base on the Gaza border. It said it would also release the remains of four other dual nationals who died in captivity. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu immediately cast doubt on the Hamas statement, saying that it marked psychological warfare and that the militant group in actuality was refusing to budge on the deal that Israel wants on the table, calling for Hamas to release half the remaining hostages for an extension of the ceasefire and the promise of a lasting truce in Gaza.
That is Julia Frankel reporting. Human Rights Watch says video footage on social networks of a recent civilian massacre in Burkina Faso appears to implicate government-allied militia. Watchdog claims security forces and allied militants carried out the operations on March 10th and 11th. More details at SRNnews.com.